Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-hole. Oh,
yeah,
I know. We need to go right into some poetry here.
Oh, yeah.
This was another poem I wish I did not have to write, yeah. But it's a story that has to be told.
Right.
Yeah, this is Yukon Horses. During the Yukon Gold Rush of 1897 and 98, thousands of horses joined thousands of people, making the trip from Skagway to the Klondike. A Northwest Mounted Police requirement that each person pack a ton of goods in order to cross the border from Alaska into Canada meant that pack animals were in high demand. And the price of these animals were a premium. Horses that were thought of only as killers brought $2.50 in Seattle, but $200 in Skagway. Horses came to the Klondike by ship from Seattle. They were crammed very tightly into ship holds in an effort to bring as much profit as possible to Skagway. They were then shoved off the deck and into the water, where they were left to swim to the shore on their own and sold to whoever happened to have the cash on hand. Many horses were sold to inexperienced people who had no business driving a pack animal of any sort. Then the terrain along the trail was unkind to the animals, and made worse by the fact that grasses that grew at the summit were poisonous for horses. In his book, The God of His Fathers, Jack London writes, "They died at the rocks, they were poisoned at the summit, and they starved at the lakes." London also described how the horses died like mosquitoes in the first frost, and that from Skagway to Bennett, they rotted in heaps. It was then that Jack London nicknamed White Pass Dead Horse Trail. And that's where the name Dead Horse Gulch came from. Tappan Adney, a journalist for Harper's Magazine, wrote, "I believe a horse will commit suicide, and this terrain will make them do it." While there are no documented cases of such, that can be the only explanation in certain events. Images from the trail show horses piled one on top of another in long, tragic-looking lines. This is a poem I did not want to write, but it is a story that has to be told. I grew too old and weak to pull a plow. Then I took all the kids to school. And when I could no longer chase a cow, the last days of my life were cruel. I was sold one day and put on a rail, sent to a seaport on the bay. Loaded on a ship with supplies and mail, we sailed below deck to Skagway. The rail was rough, but the ship was far worse, so compressed we could barely breathe. The stagnant air and darkness was a curse. The foul odor made us all seethe. One horse died, but never fell to the floor. His empty lungs gave us more room. It seemed an eternity passed before we emerged from that floating tomb. We were shoved off like lambs to the slaughter, plunging headlong into the sea. Trembling with fear and choking on water, we swam through the ice and debris. I shivered and labored just for one breath, when claimed by a man on the shore. I would have quit swimming, sunk to my death, had I known what awaited before. He choked me down and trammeled me with tack, cinched with a broken pack saddle. No padding beneath, it galled my sore back as tools were loaded astraddle. The Klondike Gold Rush made slaves of the stock, currency out of hoof and hide. High prices paid for anything that could walk, commodities to pack and to ride. The stark landscape was a grueling terrain of boulder fields, deadfall, and mud. The weather pelted us with freezing rain. Deep gashes covered us with blood. The feed was sparse and poisonous up there. The water ran silty and swift. I grew weaker and unable to bear the loads that grew harder to lift. I paused one time just to take a brief rest. Was beaten with a logging chain. I felt my poor heart would explode in my chest. No more could I suffer the pain. Having made that long trip many a time, I stood that night in a corral. The next morning, I began one last climb, again into my living hell. I mustered the strength for one last summit. That's all. I was broken and stiff. I searched for a place where I could plummet and stepped off the edge of a cliff. At last, the warm sun caresses my face. Peace comes to me in the tall grass. No longer burdened by that dreadful place, I bid farewell on Dead Horse Pass. Yeah, we have been there and we have seen Dead Horse Pass. You can still see the bleached bones in the bottom.
You can.
Wow.
It's a very solemn sight.
It really is. You know, 125 years later, you can still see it.
Still see the remnants.
Man, man, no doubt. Hey, Bren and I's new CDs will tell you how to get them, but we're going to go to our last song here. I love this song.
Okay.
This song was written in particular, you know, we're going to just keep living.
Yeah, we've got to.
We're not going to live in fear.
Every living, breathing thing must die. Questions on when and how. There's a saddle up this morning, Lord, I know. It could be me, it could be now. There's rain on the elk alive, wind on the sea. I'm lost in the moment, I don't care about my age. Cause if I'm gonna die today, Lord, just let me die right here. I may not live to see tomorrow, but I will not live in. To die these days, from cancer to COVID to colds. I might get caught on the flat and get struck down by a stray lightning bolt. I might live to be a hunter, I might not see this day yet. I might fight my final battle just up around the bend. But when I take my last breath, Lord, let me feel your spirit near. I may not live to see tomorrow, but I will not live in. Bring on the lightning, Lord, bring on the rain. Put a hump in this old Bronx back and let me feel the pain. Gotta live out. see tomorrow. But we'll not live in fear. I know I got a long way to go if I wanna get to heaven. And as I loosen up the ladder, go and lift my saddle off, I think about the meadow far below the rocky bluff where I felt the chill of autumn. Not live to see tomorrow, but will not live in fear. I may not live to see tomorrow, but will not live in fear.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Wasn't that a great song?
What's outstanding.
So I just got to tell you, of course, all of Bren's CDs are just, you think, how in the world can it get any better?
It does.
They do.
His equine album.
Oh, gee whiz.
You know, can't get any better.
You know, and I thought, okay, he could end with that one. Then he's got like three or four more since then.
Five, six.
Every year
yeah.
he comes out with a new CD.
And what a talent.
I mean to tell you. And this Horses of War CD is right up there at the top. Yeah, so you're going to need it.
Yeah, everybody needs a little Paul Carell dancing.
Yeah, that's right. You need that one, too.
Yes,
All right, this is how you get them.
Okay.
All right, now this is really difficult.
It is.
All right, so pay really close attention.
I'm good.
All right. In order to get Bren's stuff, you go to BrenHill.com.
Okay.
Right. Let's spell it right.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
BrenN.
Double N.
HILL. All right. Two N's, two L's.
Yes.
All right. BrenHill.com. You can download all his stuff. You can order a CD. You can always stream it.
Yeah.
But we probably ought to talk about streaming just a little bit here.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah. I think one of these streaming devices pays each artist 0.005 cents per spin. So, if you want to help an artist, buy their CD.
Pay for the music.
Yeah, buy the download, buy the CD.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my new CD, Paul Carell Dancing, just go to cowpokepoet.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you know how to get a hold of us, and I'll mail you.
That's right. And it's Duckett, D-U-C-K-E-T-T,
Duckett. Duckett's dot. Very good. Hey, folks, I want to stay tuned for next week.
We're going to do a little punctuation?
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Oh,
so
hey.
Stay tuned. And, folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Yeah, order that online, too.
Uh-huh.
Sure.